Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined by Emerald McIntyre and Melly Douthit for the Downtown Gallery Crawl. It's coming up on February 1st, and lots of art going on in downtown Monroe and West Monroe. Emerald, what's going on this time?
Hey, Corey. Thanks for having us. I really appreciate it. So we are 1 week away from the crawl, and we're super excited. We've got some great artists lined up and food trucks and all kinds of exciting things for the community to come out and do, and we're just hoping to throw a really big party. And this is a continuation of our 10th year anniversary celebration, so we're doing it big this year, every even-numbered month.
You know, you're... Downtown, the Gallery Association that puts this together, the nonprofit, does a great job of making this fun. Because even if you, you know, maybe you don't even dig art, that's okay. There's still lots of other things going on, too.
That's right.
And you get to experience some neat kinds of art, some things you never even thought about as art. Let's start outside. On the back of the railroad tracks there on Art Alley is the Outside Gallery. What's going on there this time?
The Outside Gallery is really interesting because, I mean, it is on, the art is hung on the wall of an old downtown building. And so that's, it's a really neat experience. You walk around, and as the sun goes down, you know, the lights come on, and that really illuminates the work. This month, we're having an artist named Lindy Chambers, and she's based out of Texas, so traveling all the way from Texas to hang up her work. And It has like this retro feel of the American dream and big paintings. It's really interesting. And we another fun fact about the Outside Gallery is that we have a new curator for that. She's a professor at ULM. Her name is Amanda Rowe.
Well, that's pretty cool. And the Outside Gallery is always a neat one because it gives you the opportunity to stop and maybe take a selfie with some outside artwork, as long as you watch out for the train. Don't get too close to the train track. So the Outside Gallery is a good place to start. Moving on to the Upstairs Gallery, some folks from Louisiana Tech are doing an exhibit.
That's right. So this gallery crawl is exciting because there are three galleries, actually, that will exhibit work of Louisiana Tech School of Design students. And the Upstairs Gallery is going to be showing the Masters of Fine Arts students' body of work. And there are 9 students. I have not had a sneak peek into this show yet, but I'm really excited to see what they show.
Melanie, over in the Big Room Gallery, they've always got something unique happening up there. Tell me what's going on in the Big Room this time.
Okay, well, they have a show called, I'm not sure how to say it.
Myriad, yes.
Okay. It's highlighting the current bodies of work with seniors that are from Tech. They have the fine arts Tech students. So they're going to have a variety of things, including ceramics, photography, painting, sculpture, illustration, and then they're going to have an artist talk at 7 p.m. So they're going to talk about what they've been doing. So that'll be really fun to listen to.
Now, down at the old Garrett House on South Grand Street, which is kind of off the beaten path. Sometimes
right.
Folks don't get down there. You need to get down there this time because there's beignets and hot chocolate outside.
Oh, yes.
But talk to me about who's going to be performing there.
So at the Garrett House, that's the third gallery that includes Louisiana Tech artists. And this artist, her name is Molly Ingen. She's actually in her last semester of her bachelor's at Tech for studio art, and she has some beautiful, large-scale, colorful acrylic and oil paintings. And, I mean, they're beautiful. I've definitely seen a glimpse of this one. But one thing I'd like to mention is that if you don't know where the Garrett House is, we have golf carts that'll take you there for free. So hop on one of those golf carts, and they'll take you there, and it's no trouble at all.
They're easy to find. They've got Christmas lights all over them and signs and say free rides. The Downtown Gallery, Melanie, one of your fellow artists, Ricky Sykes, Cody Allen Greer, what's going on down there? Just a show from folks that, you know, Ricky's been around a while. So telling what Ricky will bring.
Right. Ricky's always got a great show going on, and he's got such a great space down there right by the railroad track, and you know, the other side of the wall is the outside gallery, so it's always fun. And then we're right across the hall. So
tell me what you guys are showing. What's the gallery you'll be at?
Okay, we're at Sugar Gallery, and that's the one with the red door. And we are titling our show Revels and Hearts. And it's just kind of a little play on, you know, everything we celebrate from Mardi Gras to Super Bowl and Valentine's Day and everything that's coming up. And Leah Ritzel always has some fun things. And she's got carnival and cranes and colorful characters, Louisiana-themed items, and along with, you know, all the rest of the people at Sugar include Scott Stone and Doug Breckenridge and myself, and we have Harp Strings Jewelry and Chris Cox, who does woodwork, and everyone's familiar with Doug Breckenridge and Berg Ransom. So we always have something fun going on.
The Arnder Gallery's right next door. You can go there. You can head on over to the Palace. We got about a minute left. What's going on at the Palace?
Yeah, the Palace should be really interesting. There are these large works. This artist, her name is Adrienne Brown David, and she draws with a Sharpie. And she uses that Sharpie until it runs completely out of ink. And so you could be surprised by how much work you can get out of one Sharpie.
A bunch. And one more to go see over in West Monroe. What's happening over there?
Right. So West Monroe, we have Rumos Gallery. And they are a barbershop by day, but gallery at night. And Amanda Rowe, who is curating the outside gallery, actually has a show at Rumos, so come check out her work.
And Amanda's an instructor at ULM. So you got Tech, ULM, lots of local artists,
really?
Some Texas artists,
East.
People from all over the place.
That's right.
Melanie and Emerald are with me today from the Downtown Gallery Crawl. To find out more, they can visit a couple of places.
DowntownGalleryCrawl.com, or check us out on Facebook or Instagram. Both are Downtown Gallery Crawl.
Thank you for being with us. This is 90.3 KEDM. To find out more about the Downtown Gallery Crawl, you can visit our website at KEDM.org.